Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living, how to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so happy you are here on this podcast. We break down the process of manifestation, concrete, tangible, and actionable steps so that they aren't just cool concepts you understand on an intellectual level. We're not here to write an exam. We got to make sure we're applying them so that we can receive the mind-blowing transformations that manifestation can offer. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you get notifications when I upload new episodes every week, twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. As always, I'm so grateful that you choose to spend this time with me and for coming back time and time again. If you haven't already, be sure to come and say hi on Instagram. I hang out there the most. My handle is at kushpu.kway. I always love hearing if a specific episode resonated with you, or you had some kind of takeaway, or if you had any feedback or request in terms of what you would like me to go deeper into. My DMs are always open. And as I record this episode, I'm just coming off the flu. Man, it really hits hard and comes out of nowhere. And these are the moments where it just makes you remember what is important, your health. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. The last few days, as much as I wanted to do things, I had some family in town who I wanted to see, I was exhausted and I had no choice but to just be. And after 4, you realize that life is always giving you opportunities to surrender and let go. And if you don't pay attention, it's going to force you to surrender and let go. And I truly believe that right now I've been given my greatest lessons is just be, just to slow down and trust that even though I'm not doing, things are still working out. And here's the thing is, as much as I've done so much work around getting out of that hyperactive mode, at every stage of our journey, we're going to find that old patterns are going to be challenged. And we have a choice. Who do I want to be in this moment? And no matter how much work you do on yourself, there's always more to do. And so that's what I'm taking away from these last few days, that as unfortunate as it has been to be unwell, to feel exhausted, for my body to ache, I'm just using it as an opportunity to surrender, to trust my body knows what it needs to do. And also that to trust what I share with all my clients. Sometimes slowing down is exactly what you need to speed up. And so in the midst of that, I've been watching a lot of TV, but I've been watching a lot of Shark Tank. And I don't know if it's just me, but whenever I watch Shark Tank, I actually feel like it's a productive use of my time. And for those of you who aren't aware of Shark Tank, essentially it's a TV show on ABC whereby aspiring entrepreneurs from all around the world pitch their business models to a panel of investors and persuade them to invest money in their idea. And the way I look at it is, aside from just learning about all these cool businesses which are coming up and the journey that different entrepreneurs go on, it's a way to just easily saturate my subconscious mind with evidence of the extent to which anything is possible. And I share this with you because, well, for multiple reasons, but number one is our subconscious mind is always alert. It's always paying attention. What are you feeding it? Even that sometimes the TV shows you watch, the songs we listen to, the company we keep, that is also is programming your subconscious mind. And it's not to say that now you have to completely overhaul your lifestyle, but it's, okay, how can I incorporate more productive ways to saturate my subconscious mind? How can I start feeding it with evidence of what is alignment with what it is that I do want to create? And for me, obviously, one part of my life is my business. And I want to show my subconscious mind the level of success that is available. And so anyways, given that I've been watching a lot of Shark Tank, I have also taken away so much from the show. And I thought I'd do an episode covering a few lessons that I've taken away. And especially if you have your own business, I think this is going to be really relevant. But even if you don't, I think these lessons are so applicable to so many different areas of our lives. And It also normalizes things which we otherwise judge ourselves for, or which sometimes we allow to hold us back from moving forward. And so I'm just going to, this is no particular order, but I just made a list before getting on to the podcast of a few takeaways I've had, and I'm just going to share them as they come. So the first and foremost is normalizing failure and pivoting when necessary, but also normalizing slow periods. We are so accustomed to think that growth and success is a linear process, but there's so many ups and downs, and it's really in those down moments where we get to decide, who do we want to be? Are we going to let those down moments define us and force us to throw in the towel? Or can we use it as a learning opportunity? Can we use it to come back even better and even stronger? And I would say at least 90% of the entrepreneurs on Shark Tank experienced some kind of slow growth, some kind of failure. And it was amazing because when I was listening, I was like, oh, damn, like on their behalf. But the investors who they were pitching to, they all just listened as though, yeah, it's totally normal. Experiencing a loss in business is completely normal. And I'm not to say that it's giving yourself a permission slip to be in your downs, but in the same time, it's recognizing those down periods mean nothing to your overall growth and success, whether it's of your business or of you as a person. But it really boils down to, in those slow periods, in those moments where it feels like you're going one step backwards, who are you going to be? That is your decision. Another thing that came about was the power of asking for help and support, and also how paying a premium fast tracks your success. Here's the thing is, when it comes to allowing ourselves to be supported and asking for help, it is so vulnerable because we've created this notion that we're meant to be doing everything on our own. And we look at asking for support or reaching out for help as a sign of weakness. But personally, I know that every time I've reached out for support in any area of my life, it's only catapulted me forward. But secondly, we're not meant to be doing this journey on our own. We are collaborative and connected beings. We're meant to grow and learn from one another. And sometimes that means paying a bit extra, but wouldn't you want to pay a bit extra if it meant understanding how to move forward in a fraction of the time? I know for me, I really value my time. And so if I'm going to save a year of trying to figure it out on my own, I'd rather pay someone else. Because here's the thing is that every time I do so, I've always made that money back and so much more. And even when they are pitching to the sharks, the sharks are getting what they're paying a shark versus what they, in terms of, sorry, what they're giving the shark in terms of equity versus what they'd give to someone else who was investing in their business tends to be very different. But it's because the sharks, they've done the journey. And so in terms of mentoring them and actually giving them the shortcuts to skyrocket their business, it's so much more valuable. And also in alignment with that, another lesson that came about was knowing the value you bring to the table. And this goes now from the shark's perspective. They charge a premium. And when some of the entrepreneurs come back and say, but you know, we're giving our other investors X amount of equity, they don't, the sharks, they rarely budge. And they actually have a very valid point. They recognize, yeah, I am charging a premium. You are giving me a bigger chunk of the pie, even though I'm investing the same amount as any other investor, but I'm a shark. I know what I bring to the table. I'm going to help you so much. And I think that's such a beautiful quality, is when you can really know your worth and value and stay grounded in that, you're going to find that other people recognize that, and you actually are able to bring in so much more into your life. And the funny thing is, you know, stemming on that as well, is when you are not needy or desperate, but instead you're like, hey, this is what I want. This is what I can offer you. If you can match me, wonderful. If you can't, totally fine. That quality of detachment and non-neediness is so attractive, because as much as you can tell that it sometimes pinches the entrepreneurs to give a bit more equity, they do so. And I really believe it's because of the magnetic energy of a shark, that they just walk in their power, walk with their knowingness of their value. And obviously they have so much other skills and wisdom to bring to the table, but I really think it's that energy which makes them even more attractive. And on the flip side, when I watch some of the entrepreneurs begging for a deal and almost trying to convince, like overly sell themselves and convince themselves, convince why the shark should invest in them. It's just so off-putting. And you can see the sharks getting so turned off. And as a viewer, it's cringe to watch. And I think that's, you know, for all of us in life, it's, you know, really being honest with ourselves and asking ourselves, where am I trying to prove my worth? You know, if you have a business, are you trying to overly sell yourself why somebody should invest in you or your products or your services? Are you trying to convince someone why they should date you? Are you trying to convince, you know, people around you why you are good enough? But where are you overly selling yourself? And sometimes it's that quiet knowingness of what you bring to the table, who you are as a person, which in fact will draw in the kind of attention that you desire. Another big takeaway from my few days of binge watching Shark Tank is the fact that everybody has a backstory. Every single person goes through some kind of pain, some kind of trauma, faces some kind of unwanted circumstances, but the most successful people do not let it define them. Emma Greed, she is one of the founders of Skims. Her company has gone to like $1 billion, I think. And she comes on for a few episodes as a shark. And she shares that she was one of four. And she had a single mom who raised her and who sacrificed everything for them. And it's so easy for someone like her and with that kind of background to hold herself back and think that's what her life is going to look like forever. And it's always going to be a struggle. But instead, she used that struggle as motivation to actually build something incredible for herself. She took a chance and look what it turned into. I actually read something yesterday on Instagram that it might be even being, it might be turning into a, what was it, like an IPO next year. And here's the thing is that if going by a track record, if you look at someone from that kind of background, people would laugh and be like, she's dreaming too big. She's asking for too much, but she just pressed ahead. She showed up, did what was necessary, figured it out as she went along. And now look at where she's at right now. And in alignment with that is, in order to really create groundbreaking success, yes, there's a lot of in-betweens, but essentially all you need is a vision and enough self-belief. And when you can cultivate both of these, that's how you start to move your life in a completely different direction. When you have a vision strong enough and enough belief in yourself, you will naturally get others to come on board with you, at least the right people. And here's the thing is that not everyone is going to get it. That doesn't matter. They've been almost every single one of the pitches, you have a few sharks who laugh at the idea, who tell them they're crazy, it's never going to be successful. Whereas there are others who are more than happy to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars and invest in this company. And imagine if some of the entrepreneurs paid attention to those naysayers. They would have missed out on all the other beautiful opportunities that were coming up for them. And, you know, really be honest with yourself is, where are you giving more airtime to your naysayers in your life, for people who are doubting you, who are telling you you're asking for too much, who are telling you that it's never going to happen, that you should maybe settle where you're at, that you should maybe lower your standards? And this applies in every area of our lives, whether it's our finances, whether it's our career, whether it's in our relationships, whether it's in our health. But really, if you have the ability to even see it in your mind's eye, it means it's possible. It can be turned into a physical manifestation. Is it going to happen overnight? No, but if you can see in your mind's eye, it is possible. But again, if you're going to let others around you and project their own limitations and doubts onto you and sway you from moving forward, then that's fully on you, because people are always going to have something to say. You get to decide who has a voice in your life. And another big takeaway was this idea of luck. Luck does not exist. Oprah says it best. Luck essentially comes down to when preparation meets opportunity. There was this one episode whereby this girl, I think she was the founder of this date company, Want a Date. It's basically like date spreads. And she was on a hike and she gets a call from the producers at ABC telling her that she's made it on Shark Tank, but the only catch is she has to make it to the studio in 2 hours. She was on a freaking hike and she was told that she had to be at the ABC studio in 2 hours. And guess what? She made it there and she looked pretty amazing. And she walked out with a deal with Mark Cuban. And here's the thing is that if she was using the fact that she hadn't heard back from the producers as a reason not to get her stuff ready and all that, she wouldn't have been able to even make it in time. But instead, I'm sure that she got as ready as possible with the knowing that it's just a matter of time till I get that call. So I'm going to make sure that I'm damn right ready. And it paid off, because had she not been, as much as she wanted to be on Shark Tank, she would have had to decline it because she wouldn't have been able to make it in 2 hours. And it got me thinking, like, how, you know, as humans, how we sometimes, the best things happen very quickly. But again, it boils down to if we're ready. And there have been so many times where I've, you know, gotten like it's been one day where I've woken up wondering when something's going to happen. And then literally like an hour later, I get the phone call and it's a confirmation, whatever. And I share this because things are changing all the time. I mean, that girl, when she woke up versus how she felt when she went to sleep, it looks so different. But again, I think we're just so accustomed to saying the same story over and over. I had to pause the recording for a second because my doorbell rang, and my best friend from London just sent me 2 boxes of refined sugar-free cookies because I'm not well, and she knows that I'm not eating refined sugar for November. And honestly, I'm just so blessed with some of the best friends. But anyways, that aside, I will enjoy these cookies later. Going back to what I was saying is things are changing all the time, and we get so used to harping on and telling the same story based on what we're observing. But think bigger for yourself. Start telling the story you actually want to experience. Start telling yourself. Remember what I said at the start of the episode, your subconscious mind is always listening. Start telling yourself that things are changing all the time. Even though I'm so far out to what I have right now, things can change in an instant. And I think she's such a beautiful example of that. And another thing which I'm going to add is the importance of not trusting what you see and hear on face value. Especially, I think we're at a time where, like, social media, it's so easy to forget that it's a highlights reel, and we almost create assumptions and use as a reason to feel bad about our lives. But here's the thing is that I think this episode of this show, Shark Tank, it reinforced that, you know, for example, so many of these entrepreneurs are doing millions of dollars in sales. But when you get to the nitty gritty, you will see that they're in a loss. They aren't making a profit. And I share this because here's the thing. It's the same with, let's say, social media is you could see what they want to share. So, for example, they're traveling to these beautiful locations. People are traveling to beautiful locations, but you don't know what's the conversation that's happening behind closed doors. You don't know how that person is feeling when the camera's not on, whatever it is. But it's really saying that, okay, until I have the nitty gritty and know all the facts, I'm not going to form an assumption. And when you can really now start to use social media with that level of caution, you will see that you're able to actually enjoy it for what it is, rather than use it as a reason to feel terrible about your own life. Another takeaway that I wanted to share is when it comes to creating a business, launching a product or a service, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. We get so caught up on trying to be innovative and trying to come out with some amazing idea. And then we use that as a reason to not take action on our own ideas and to hold ourselves back. But instead, asking yourself, can I just focus on solving a problem? What is an issue that I've faced? And how can I use those problems to innovate something that even already exists? And it's even better when you can tie it to your backstory. And because here's the thing is that if it's a problem for you, it's going to be a problem for others. And sometimes it's the so-called silliest ideas that actually are exactly what needs to be birthed into this world. And, you know, I think we get so caught up in this idea of our purpose and establishing what it is. But I truly believe that we have multiple purposes. And I think at every stage of our lives, we're going to find that that looks very different. And if you're someone who is trying to live a more purposeful and meaningful existence, firstly, kudos to you. I think that's just one of the greatest sources of joy. And the fact that you're even leaning in is huge. But what I will say is when it comes to establishing what your purpose is, a journal prompt that you can try out is just asking yourself, what is a problem or a struggle I've faced? Number one, we have so many, so let's give it a new meaning. But secondly is, how can I now make it easier for those around me? Because if you're facing a specific kind of problem, chances are so many other people are as well. And now, how can I now solve a problem? And I think that is one of the best business pieces of advice I've ever heard is, how can you create a service or a program or an offering that actually solves a problem? Because when you can do so, people will pay anything, because at the end of the day, we just want to see value in what we're investing in. And if you can make my life that much easier, then I will more than happy invest in what you have to offer. And a few, you know, like I think every one of those solve a problem on some degree, but essentially there was like a few that came to mind. Was one of the ladies, well, it was a duo of two women, and she was solving a problem of how annoying it is to make your bed and how to get the fitted sheets put properly on your bed without having to always lift the mattress. And so they created this like contraption you put around your bed, and then you stuff the excess sheets so that it has the neat finish. And I think she was making like $500,000 in sales year date or something along those lines. And I was just like, it's so ridiculous, but so genius. And another one was another entrepreneur had a yoga mat, but she created a yoga mat that could actually turn into a piece of workout equipment as well. And again, it's most people, if they had the idea to recreate a yoga mat, you would find so many reasons not to do so because there's so many on the market. But how can you make yours a little bit special? What is a USP of what you have to offer? And that is what you need to hone in on. Because here's the thing, is that there's going to be so many reiterations of any product, any service, but no one has your unique experience and your unique expertise and even the way you put it across. And when you can tie all that into the product, now you've created a brand new product. Now you're walking with innovation. And here's the thing, it's someone, I mean, I could have so easily been like, but there's so many manifestation coaches, there's so many programs out there, but no one has my exact experience. And I put it across very differently to other manifestation coaches. And it's really deciding which one of those voices am I going to feed. And as easy as it is to second guess ourselves, like I said, it's the dumbest ideas which tend to be the most profitable. I mean, there was another guy who had created like a banana phone. I didn't really get the concept, but I think essentially it was along the lines of basically you pair it with your phone, but then now you're speaking on like a banana. I mean, like, but here's the thing, it sounds so crazy, but it's selling. There's so much money that is circulating the economy. There's so much money to be made, but it's, you just have to get past your ego that's telling you why you shouldn't move forward. And another thing is, you know, recognize that fear and self-doubt are normal. Failure is normal. But, you know, as people who want to move forward, who want to unlock new levels of growth and success, we have to develop enough grit and self-trust to move them. It's not about getting to a point where you're never going to feel fear and self-doubt. I think that's a very delusional way of living, because fear and self-doubt, they are an indication that you're going to new levels. And so if you actually are never feeling fearful or doubt or experiencing any kind of doubt, you're probably not pushing yourself to your potential. But instead, it's recognizing they're always going to be there, but I don't have to feed into that voice. And a few other takeaways that I wanted to share. I know this episode is getting a bit longer than I expected, but anyhow, so we're having fun, is just because you don't get the outcome you want, it doesn't mean good can still not come out of your efforts. There are so many entrepreneurs who don't walk out with the deal, but it doesn't mean anything. They still get the advertisement. Their businesses still take off. They still get the traction they need, and they still get something positive out of it. And I'm sure it's a real blow to your ego when you don't get a deal, especially I'm sure everyone goes into Shark Tank thinking this is going to be their one big break, but it can still be your one big break, but it just might not be in the form that you expected. And essentially all the dots connect, but it's when things don't go as your ego expected, can you still trust that it's still working out in your favor? And the last thing which I want to share, and this ties in with what I was talking about earlier, about the fact that things are changing all the time. Similarly, I shared the one entrepreneur of one a day, but a few examples is, there was one in specific episode whereby all the sharks had said no, and the episode was about to end. And then Mark Cuban, who's like a billionaire, he swoops in and offered her a deal. I can imagine that her heart had probably sunk at this point, because she thought she was going to walk out without a deal. And when the last shark said no, she probably felt like, oh, it's not, this is all for nothing. But things are changing all the time. Similarly, there were these two girls who just came out of high school where they launched a product. I think it was like for hand sanitizer. Yeah, hand sanitizers. And I mean, what an amazing story. I mean, at that age, to be able to launch a product that is so necessary in the market. And they did not get a deal. they walked out, and as they were doing the post-show interview, Nirav, one of the sharks, he rushes out to tell them that he would like to offer them a deal. The show was over, but he went and actually still offered them a deal. So things, like I said, things are changing all the time. And you have to decide, am I going to let a minor blip be the reason why I throw my vision down the drain and expect failure? Or can I rise above and trust that things are always working out for me? I don't know how it's going to work out, but I have enough conviction in what I am bringing to the table in my business or just whatever other vision I have. And I'm going to feed that vision with the knowingness that it's just a matter of time till I get the kind of growth and success that I desire. And so if this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you. So please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.